Good morning. My goodness, it's good to see you. I wondered if you were going to make it this morning. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. Kenneth Hill here with you for our prayer time get together. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it, because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Do you know what Colossians 1:27 says? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So whenever you see that, there's probably two questions that come to mind. Number one, is Christ in you? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? Is He in you? And then secondly, what is this hope of glory? So we try to answer question number one. Is Christ in you? Well, that's what the Bible refers to as being saved or being born again, becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus, having a personal relationship with Christ Jesus. It's called the blessed hope of eternity in heaven. Now, it may seem strange to some folks. If you have no knowledge or very little knowledge of God's Word, the Bible, it could be strange to you. If you've never read or taken the Bible seriously or personally, it could sound strange to you. The Bible is God's instruction book for living. Now, when you purchase a tool or an appliance, there's usually some sort of an instruction book in the box. Some of them that are made in China have some writing that you can't quite understand, but you get the idea. They're trying to give you some instructions so that you can use that item safely. Oftentimes we open the package and use the appliance or the tool without reading the instruction book, and we mess it up. So God's given us the instruction book for life, which is the Bible, and a lot of folks don't read it, and they mess up. They mess up on a daily basis because they don't read the instruction book for living. Well, the Bible is written that we might know the proper use of the precious gift that we have that's called life. And it is a precious gift. When we go through the years of our lives without the knowledge of proper care and use of the life that's been given us, messing up oftentimes, then we miss the fullness of what God has for us. The Bible is not hard to understand. Not really. It's simple, and it's so simple that often children can grasp it without any trouble. It's also very easy to apply to everyday life. The problem is that many times it's so simple and so easy to do, and yet we refuse to do it because it's God telling us to do these things. Isn't that sad? So the result would be a fuller, richer, more meaningful, more satisfying life, as well as hope for the future after this life. That's question number one. Question number two, which is, what is the hope of glory? The hope of glory is the future life in heaven with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. A life of glory, a life free from sin, free from sickness, free from pain, problems, perplexities, all these things we have today. Remember the hymn that put it this way, "The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, they're in heaven." So the present life is short. Maybe you'll make it to 80 or 90 years, but most don't. Compared with eternity, even a 100-year-old person has not lived very long. Eternity is long, real long, forever. It never ends. And we're going to spend eternity in one of two places, according to what God's Word tells us. Either in heaven, that's where everything is wonderful, it's paradise, or in hell, the place of eternal torment and punishment. It's not merely Bible talk, it's the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There is a real heaven. There is a real hell. Hebrews 9:27 tells us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Now, if we understand the Bible verse, "Christ in you, the hope of glory," if we have Christ, then we have the hope of glory. If you don't have Christ, if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, then unfortunately, you have no hope. Let me say it again. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have no hope. Acts 16:31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And then John 3:3 comes to mind too. "Unless a person is born again," a man it says here, but it means man or woman, "unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." My friend, is Christ in you? If he is, you have the hope of glory. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior our Lord is. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful word and your reminders of the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ. We ask for your provision today, even as you receive our thanksgiving. Watch over us and use us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.